The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Before we begin, a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps new listeners discover us and grow the program.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, writer Brandon Snead shares his experience covering 11-time World Surf League champion and inarguably the greatest pro surfer of all time, Kelly Slater, who won the Billabong Pro Pipeline this past February, just days shy of his 50th birthday. I'm Jordan Rizzieri, producer. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly.
I'm Brandon Snead, and this is my story about all-time great surfer Kelly Slater still winning at the elite levels at 50 years old.
I was just born at a certain age where surfing was evolving very fast, and I was soaking all that up like a sponge.
I mean, hanging out with Kelly and Kalani, his girlfriend, was around a lot. Yeah, it was just all really chill. And he was just really open about everything and laid back, and it was just great. I mean, that was cool. He's a really thoughtful, like, he's always thinking. His mind, like, never really turns off in, like, the best and sometimes worst ways, which he talked about a lot, is he describes himself accurately, I think, as an overthinker. He's just always kind of analyzing stuff, thinking about things. And, yeah, so as a kid, he didn't realize, you know, as we all do when we're kids, we don't realize why we're doing the things we're doing or even what we're doing half the time. But that's why he like really fell in love with surfing. Is it was, you know, he grew up in this really chaotic home. He has done a lot of work to understand, you know, his family and the ways that he felt hurt by them growing up, and now has found a lot of forgiveness and understanding of them. So that was really, I mean, we talked a lot about that too.
I was raised with parents who didn't have any money. They struggled however they could to send us on trips, and then luckily I got good enough to have some sponsorships that helped me out to get places, and that relieved some of the pressure from my mom and my dad.
And surfing was a place where he found his brain turned off in like a good way, and he could just go out there and just feel the water, feel the waves, feel the board, and just be totally in his body and out of his head, in a way that was like really soothing and peaceful for him. And that's just really what kept kind of driving him out there as much as anything. Plus, it was just fun. I mean, he just really, you know, loved it.
There's enough difficult things in the world that for your mental health, you have to try and make your life the best it can be, doing things you love to do. I never thought as a kid that I could go make a lot of money and be super successful at surfing, but at some point I realized I could. There was that possibility, and I put everything I had into it.
Especially back then. It wasn't, I mean, surfing wasn't really this whole thing that it is now. I mean, it was, there was no internet, you know, there was no, I mean, there were the odd surf magazines here and there, surf videos, if you could find them, and posters and things like that, but it was pretty much it. And then just the people that were out there when you would go, I mean, you would just kind of pick your board and go.
I just like surfing so much. It felt peaceful to me, and it, and not being a team sport, it was all on my shoulders, you know, to make the choices or to learn. You know, it wasn't somebody like teaching me, you know. I did have a coach when I was young that helped out a bit. We saw him every couple of weeks and he would teach us some stuff, but it was more like he was refining what we already had.
Yeah, it was really just watching the other guys that were out there. They would go surfing, you know, the Sebastian Bay, and they would just watch each other. And he used the term feed off of a lot, like talking about feeding off of the people around him and things like that. And then same thing, watching the videos, and he would just watch. And then he talked a lot about just sitting on the beach, kind of, he called it mind surfing. You know, he would just picture it and go out there and try to do it.
But there's different approach, and there's more efficient ways to do things. The way you hold your arms, the way you stand, the way you... And that also relates to the board design, you know, depending on how wide, how much planing surface, how much rocker and curve there is on your board, what kind of wave you're on. All the different aspects come into how you put the recipe down to ride each wave or how each person surfs.
Yeah, any great competitor has, he called it almost a glitch. You know, it's like something in them can't turn off, won't turn off. They're just, for whatever reason, obsessed with figuring out this thing over and over and over again and constantly figuring out how to be great at it. And he does kind of attribute a lot of that to the chaos of his childhood. And, you know, he has another quote in the story about you spend the first decade of your life learning and then the rest unlearning. But, like, I also think it's true that, I mean, that first decade kind of wires you for the things that you're obsessed with in a lot of ways. And for him, it was surfing. And so what made him great was he's an overthinker. His mind is always going. He's always analyzing things. And I think that's probably a big part of what set him apart, especially early on. And then it just became, you know, again, with the constantly analyzing things, I mean, it's just, all right, he just kind of broke it down almost mathematically, just logically. It's all right, well, if I don't put drugs in my body's better. If I don't drink, my body's healthier. If I don't do this, my body's healthier.
And so I guess I'm trying to competitively age gracefully in that way. And I don't always succeed at that.
I found that really interesting too, because it is about his personal physical performance and him being aware of his own abilities and, you know, possible limitations and things like that. He really appreciates the significance of who he is to the younger guys out there now too, and the way that he just has a really keen awareness of the effect that he can have on them just by going out there and being, you know, the right kind of presence, you know, because he remembers being their age and younger and looking up to other guys. And it's in a very humble way, but he just has that like really acute awareness of what he means to the sport and what he means to the guys still out there. He did say at one point that, you know, that's part of what keeps him going out there too. I mean, he loves the sport. He loves what it's given him and what it can be, you know, for other people. He understands the way it can help, and he recognizes how surfing and just for whatever reason, the mindset he developed with it probably, you know, protected him from a lot of other damage that he could have done to himself that these other guys do. I think he appreciates that a lot as well, because, I mean, there's still a lot of that in surf culture. So he just puts a lot of thought into all that stuff. I mean, he wants to be the right kind of person to people for a lot of reasons.
And just like that, the greatest of all time is back on top. Kelly Slater, a huge victory at the Billabong Pro Pipeline 2022. Don't even throw out the R word. This guy's not retiring. He's on the top of his game. Kelly Slater is back.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell.
I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pipeline was, when he was a kid, it was, wow, can I actually do this? Because that was the wave, especially coming from smaller wave areas like he grew up in the States, where if you can't handle pipeline, you're not going to make it. And so as a kid, you go out there and it's like, wow, can I actually handle this? And he would sit on the beach just terrified some days because the waves are intimidating out there, to say the least. They talk about it being in a bad mood. Now it can just wreck you. I mean, it has. People have died out there. You know, as a kid, he overcomes that and he learns how to kind of master it. And, you know, for a while, I mean, it's never automatic, but it becomes as easy as something like that can be for somebody like him. But then, and this is something that Tom Brady talked about when I interviewed him for this too, was now that you're getting older, this is when it gets interesting again. Because, okay, it's almost the same feeling as the beginning. Well, can I actually do this? And having to go about it in a similar way, there's different challenges, but it's emotionally, I think it's a very similar experience as the beginning. So that's part of it is, yeah, you want to go out there and see what you're capable of in a way that still honors who you are and honors what the sport is, but also still just challenges you.
I don't know. It's like anything. When you own it and you're in the moment, there's nothing that's better. You know, Pipeline this year, there's nothing that could top that for me.
He says, you know, he can feel that fire burning out a bit. I mean, he's looking forward to the rest that'll come with, you know, retirement or semi-retirement or whatever he ends up deciding to do. You know, he's got these businesses that he owns and he runs. I mean, he's getting more involved in that. But I think I think a part of him is really looking forward to the rest. But there's always going to be that part that it's always going to be there a little bit is, you know, wanting to know if you could still do it, I think. And I think that's what's tough for guys like him. I mean, you think about the best moments from your, you know, your youth or whatever, and the things that you used to be able to do that you can't do now. There's always that part of you that kind of like longs for it a little bit. It's the same for them, except they've, you know, it's a gift and a curse in a lot of ways, as they're actually able to go do these things that, you know, a lot of us look at and wish we could do. They can go do them, you know, be the best in the world at what you do. I mean, it's just something that's really hard for all, but a very rare few people to really understand what that's like. And when you get there, it can be hard to let it go. You know, it's you look forward to the rest, I think, for him. But I think you're always going to miss it a little bit. And it's not that it's a bad thing, but it's hard. So I think he's just still figuring that out a bit. It's something he's made his peace with. But I mean, there's definitely moments where, especially when he feels his body not being able to keep doing it, it almost pushes you a little bit more. You know, it's like, man, I want to see if I can do it one more time. And so I think that's kind of the challenge for him and guys like Brady. And I mean, even Tony Hawk, who's coming off a shattered femur. I mean, we were talking about it some, and he told me, he said, I mean, I'm never going to stop. I just might stop doing it in public. And so I don't know if you ever really stop. If you're a guy like that, you just might stop doing it where we can all see it.
Recently, I've had a couple of friends out of the blue just kind of reach out and without being prompted or anything, and basically say, like, celebrate where in your life you are, you know, what stage of your life you're in. And that's really resonated with me, because I was already kind of thinking, feeling that, when two friends specifically that I hadn't even talked to about that had sent me things that sort of said that. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool, because it's just reaffirming.
Yeah.
At this place competitively, I'm in a place where I'm trying to sort of celebrate the whole thing and enjoy it and soak it up.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yarmosky, Jordan Rizzieri, that's me, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
You're doing way better than me, because I don't even know how to swim. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I am. I am doing better than that. You, baby steps.
Thanks. Yeah. I really, really need to learn how to swim. I mean, that's my takeaway from this story.
You know, like, everybody, yeah, let everybody just live their life, you know, but like it would give me peace for you. That's all. So you said you live on an island. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Life gets weird. You might need to be out there someday.
We got to record it, Jordan.
No, that we will not be doing. Thank you. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.